Meanwhile, the disqualified presidential candidate Hassan Ayaga has blamed the National Commission for Civic Education, NCCE, for the errors committed on the nomination forms of disqualified applicants. According to him, the NCCE, which was formerly headed by Mrs. Charlotte Osei, failed in its mandate to educate the electorate on how to endorse nomination forms. He said persons who wrongly endorsed the nomination forms for the presidential candidates acted ignorantly.
We have gotten 432 subscribers to subscribe to our document. Now, what the EC is saying that two of us have subscribed to another candidate. But the question is that the EC need to give you a room to make amends when you have any challenges. They gave us a room, we made an amendment, but they did not include the candidate that they're talking about. For us, was it a deliberate attempt just to use the two members to disqualify us, or they didn't even know themselves that these two members have subscribed to us? This is what we are asking for. In the rule of law, we believe that in Ghana here, the only thing that we need is to follow the rules and regulations governing our nation. So we respect this. I am coming from PNC, and there are members of the PNC that have moved from the PNC to ignorantly use common mistakes. But it is the duty of the NCC to have educated the people on how and how to subscribe. So for us, that fault does not lie on political, lies with the NCC boss, which was formerly Madame Charlotte Osei, was the former boss of the, today she is the EC boss. So if those common mistakes are happening, then it means that the boss, you didn't do the good job. Because if you had done a good job, I don't think we have this kind of common errors coming from the vote. Are you getting what I'm saying? So we think that it's ignorant, and that could not be a cause, or it could be a cause for us to be as an NCC boss.
This whole process of court issues can derail our elections, which you want to participate in. Are you worried about people that the several lawsuits can affect the upcoming elections?
Are you not worried that several people cannot have a presidential candidate equally? Because several of thousands of voters are not going to have or get a 2016 election. So what are we supposed to do? The right thing or the wrong thing? We're supposed to do the right thing for democracy strive. And democracy means multi-party democracy. And that's what we are asking for. 13 presidential candidates disqualified based on minor incorrect. Do you know what is going to happen? The voters are discouraged. Many of the voters out there do not even believe in the 2016 election anymore, because they don't think that after disqualifying 13 candidates in the race, then anymore. So you should be worried about the voter out there that have over 13 presidential candidates. And these voters will not have the opportunity, a flag bearer, or their presidential candidate. What do you think they'll be thinking of that? And that's more important.
Disqualified presidential candidate Hassan Ayaga.
Vice President Kwesi Emi.